o'clock with the family over the holidays, this is a landmine.
Political talk, the holiday landmine. You can step on one in the kitchen, in the living room, during NFL commercials. The dinner table is basically a minefield. Now, everybody says they hate talking about politics at Thanksgiving or that they'll avoid it. But look around you. What else is there to talk about?
This is Judy from Boston. And yes, politics has divided my family in the era of Trump. During this holiday, I'm hoping to not be confronted by ignorance. And also, I plan to drink a lot of wine.
I don't know if the wine will help Judy in Boston, but you can at least commiserate with your takeaway friends. We actually polled this, and the new Takeaway Harris poll says 47% of you avoid talking about politics at all costs during the holidays. Now, I have to be honest, I'm not sure I'm buying this one. Avoid politics at all costs? Sure. So talk about the movies that you've seen lately. Just avoid the ones with Kevin Spacey or produced by Harvey Weinstein. Okay, then sports. Sports, yes, that's the safe space from politics. Okay, just not the NFL. That's definitely political now. Okay, how about the NCAA? College basketball? Oh, wait, President Trump had a Twitter rant about LeVar Ball just this morning. So you see my point. This is the Trump era. Politics is everywhere. And it better be. 38% of you say political conversations have gotten more heated during the Trump administration.
This is Lee from North Bergen. And yes, this election brought many tearful and impassioned conversations in my family. It shook me to my core and had me questioning things I had never dreamed I would. This Thanksgiving, I'm going to do my best to avoid political conversations since we've all already made ourselves and our positions clear. I'll focus on being grateful that the ones I love are healthy.
Okay, so how does this work around your Thanksgiving table?
My name is Sandy from Boulder Creek, and with the Italian side of the family, arguing about politics is expected and accepted, so we do. However, with my daughter and her conservative Republican husband's family, we all agree to not discuss politics.
This is Augustine in Orlando. Political talk has never divided our family so much as it has made for some exciting, lively, and you can say turkey-digesting conversations. You see, above all, we love, we care about each other as well as respect each other's rights to their opinion. So we challenge each other's opinion while reevaluating our own.
See, that's the way to do it, Augustine in Orlando. For some of you, politics is the gladiator's arena.
This is Barry Wynn calling from Brighton, Michigan. In my family, we go full bore, no holds barred, free for all. The weak are thrown out with the turkey carcass. Every opinion is welcome and subject to ridicule.
About half of you in our poll say you'll change the subject if politics come up. And 1 in 10, the ultimate cop-out, just drink more.
Hi, this is Karen Hayes from East Northport, New York. What we do to avoid any heated discussions is we just sing karaoke. It seems that Frank Sinatra is definitely a good force in uniting us all.
There may be trouble ahead, while there's moonlight and music and love and romance.
Well, that's our poll. And I got to say, I'm challenging the results here. Half of you say you're avoiding politics. No, you're takeaway listeners. There's too much to talk about to let your family off the hook. But if you need to blow off steam, you can call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. And you can see the results of our Takeaway Harris holiday poll at thetakeaway.org.
That chance. Let's face the music.